You're listening to the Green and Gold Guard Invitational presented by Schwartz Holdings.
I know we're out here for a golf event, and it's awesome, but we're talking a lot of basketball here this afternoon on the whole show. We'll get to a couple of great guys here in just a moment, but Tanner Schwint is out and about. I have no idea where he is, but he's somewhere. We're talking about the second annual Green and Gold Guard Invitational. There's cheering. Tanner, what's going on?
Well, Jack Payne here for the CSU men's basketball team just took a celebrity shot here on hole number 9, the hole-in-one contest, and he just threw that thing close, it looked like. Looked like he threw it really close. So we've had a couple of people come up and hit, been close so far, but the celeb shot, I think, is going to pay off for this foursome out here. Of course, they win a free pickup from Markley Motors if they get a hole-in-one. So a beautiful day out here, Brady. I still have not been able to hit a golf shot yet, but I'm just going to keep, sitting here dreaming about days when I will get to. But beautiful event, and Jack, throwing it close for that last foursome that just came by.
That's awesome, man. Well, keep us updated. I'm curious to see. I think Coach Medved gave us the stat. 1 in 12,500 chance. Is that what we're saying as far as getting a hole-in-one?
Yep, 1 in 12,500 chance to get a hole-in-one here. And I don't know where Jack's ended up, but it looked like it was pretty dang close. So we're going to have to go check that out here in just a second.
All right, my man. Tanner, appreciate you. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Sounds good.
All right, welcome back into the show. This is a great event here. We've got, Isaiah Stevens just sat down to join us, and a new assistant coach, C.J. Rivers, joining us as well. Guys, thanks so much for popping by.
Appreciate you having us.
Thank you for having us.
Isaiah, I know we're going to be talking a lot throughout the regular season. I know you get sick of me. I'm the guy that did text you 4 million times. Are you coming back? You think that's going to happen? Well, it's official. You've got the CSU shirt on. Yep. You're ready to rock and roll. Season is right around the corner. I cannot wait to see you guys get started. And for you, mentally, it's got to be a better place than you were last year as far as coming in with the injury and things. But you got to be feeling really good and strong coming in.
100%. I feel like I've had a great offseason. Not only post-NBA combine and stuff like that, but even just getting back here working with the guys in the summer and early here in the fall, man, I'm just feeling in great shape, feeling stronger, faster, a little bit sharper out there on the court, and I'm super excited to get this thing rolling here soon.
I'm told you've been surrounded by shooters too, so even more assists we can expect coming into this
season. Yes, definitely that, man. I'm super excited for the pieces that we brought in as well as the guys that have stuck around and continue to improve their game. So we definitely got some three-point weapons out there that's going to make my job a whole lot easier.
I think one of the shows we do this year, we just go through every single assist you've ever had. How about
that'll
that?
Be crazy.
We might need to do a couple hours.
We might be sitting there for a little minute nowadays. Yeah.
I think we quizzed you one time too. Like, do you remember your first assist?
Man,
I don't remember.
I do not remember my first one. If I had to put my money on it, I'll say probably something to Nico Carvacho, maybe. Just a nice little post entry back in the day. So,
that'll
be a fun one to look back on too, though. Yeah.
There's probably some stats and information, guys, we could reach out to. C.J. Rivers joining us as well. C.J., Coach, great to get you on the show. Excited to see what you can bring to the table with CSU. But you're no stranger to Coach Nico Medved.
No doubt. Having played for Coach Nico my senior year at Drake. Coach Nico's first only year at Drake, he coached me there, and then he brought me back as a GA for this guy next to me, his freshman and sophomore year. So I was around for that first assist and have followed his career, throughout. It's been amazing to see.
So it's got to be kind of cool for you too. Obviously, a great relationship with Coach Medved, and then with CSU, you leave for a bit, you come back. You were at Loyola, right?
Loyola, Chicago, and then the University of Illinois, Chicago. Okay. So I spent 2 years in Chicago.
Now back here with the CSU crew. I think that's got to give you maybe a step up because of the relationship building. You've already kind of got a lot of that down, knowing some of the familiar faces that are on this roster.
100%. Mentioned the one that's sitting here with us today, and then even the guys that we recruited when I was here, who stuck around and been a part of this culture that Coach Medved has helped build, like, it's just amazing to see, and it's a blessing to be able to come back and rejoin it.
What is the big difference that you've seen from Coach being a player under Coach Medved to now as a grad or an assistant too? Your first step working under him as an assistant coach, what's the main difference there?
It's really not different. That's the crazy thing. You just get to see a little bit more of the ins and outs of it. You're on more of the planning side of it. And obviously, you got to help execute it. You're not on the floor. you know, doing it anymore. You're helping those guys put it into fruition. But, you know, it was beautiful as a player just seeing how he interacted with his guys, and it's still the same. Me being on the staff is still the same. And I think that's the best part, you know, just being able to come and know what his vision is, because I've executed as a player and then as a GA as well for those 2 years. And now being an assistant, I believe in his vision wholeheartedly, and being able to just come in and hit the ground running, having had that relationship already, it's been a seamless transition.
Well, and already from this conversation already, and I know we'll get to know each other more down the road, but that's what I'm impressed with Coach Medved too, is surrounding himself with great players, great coaches, but great people too. That's kind of been that common theme, Isaiah, that I look at, you know, getting to know you a little bit more last year. Just there's just so many good guys that really seem to fit together, and that is just so important, especially in this day and age where there are transfer portal stuff that you just never know what you're going to get. Having that, I think that relationship foundation has got to be critical for you guys.
100%, and I think that's why we continue to get so many good guys walking through those doors year after year, because like you said, our team doesn't really look the same from when I first got here, and neither does our staff, but there's some things that I think Coach Nico just wholeheartedly believes in when he wants to add people to our program, and he's done a great job of doing a due diligence by the program and making sure that we're bringing in guys that fit what we're trying to build here. And so I've loved each and every step of the way, and I've built a lot of great relationships with a lot of the people that have come through those doors. So yeah, man, he's done a great job building this thing up.
What has it been like? You talked about the team so much different than it was a couple of years ago, a lot different than it was even a year ago too. Mm-hmm. What is that like? Because we see it. I mean, we see it throughout college basketball, see it throughout pro sports too. But just starting with this certain group of guys, as far as players go, so many different faces coming in, leaving the program. What's that been like for you?
I think the main thing is just everyone kind of has a chip on their shoulder now, whether they were here from last year or if they're coming in from wherever they came from and obviously left for whatever the reason may be, looking for something new. I think we got that chip on our shoulder right now that we want to go out there and just play to the best of our abilities and prove a whole lot of people wrong. And so, like you said, I'm super excited for the pieces we have and that edge that we're definitely going to be bringing to the floor.
Isaiah Stevens joining us, assistant coach CJ Rivers. And Coach Rivers, looking at this Mountain West Conference, I mean, obviously we saw what San Diego State did last year. We saw what almost CSU did last year against San Diego State. I mean, that conference is ridiculous. I think it's going to pack a punch again. This is going to be one of the more competitive basketball conferences in the country.
It's loaded, and that's the expectation night in and night out, knowing that, you know, it's not many, if any, games that you can come in and not play well, you know, and that's our expectation right now. We're gearing up for that. Obviously, our non-conference schedule is what it is, but, you know, when the lights come on and the popcorn starts popping in Mountain West play, you can expect some competitive games, and that's what we, you know, that's what we do it for.
Well, coming up November 6th, right around the corner, less than a month away for you guys. Isaiah, before we let you guys get back out there and do what you do, tell us about your involvement, too, because, again, we love what the Green and Gold Guard is doing and all these entities they're helping set up and putting you guys in contact with as well, but you have a really good thing going with Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, man. So us over here at the Green and Gold Guard, we're partnering with the Boys and Girls Club of Larimer County. They have about, I want to say, 13 different facilities all over the county. And what we're trying to get started is some more sports programs within all of these facilities that I think that they're lacking right now. And so we want to help try to build as much money to get that rolling, because most of us athletes out here, we always started at whether it was a Boys and Girls Club, a rec center, an after-school program. Those have been pivotal moments for a lot of us in our bringing. And so we just want to continue to give that back to this community. So we're trying to raise $250,000. We did a little bit of the math. I think the donation would be probably about $20 per family. So hopefully that's very doable for a lot of people out here. And if you're listening and you want to go ahead and donate and give back to the community, you can go to BeGreatLarimer.org/donate. And so I think you'll be able to go on there, and it'll take you step by step on how you can help start this initiative.
I love what you guys are doing. I love that aspect of it too, with Boys and Girls Club, but also what the Green and Gold Guard is doing and allowing these opportunities to kind of grow for student athletes.
Absolutely, man. I'm super excited to get out there at all of these facilities and just see all the kids and hopefully be able to build some more relationships that I've already established here in the city.
I've got my eyes on some signed basketballs down there too. Did you sign it? Is your signature on one of those basketballs?
I have signed one or two, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to see, pull some strings, see if I can get my hands on one of those. Guys, CJ Rivers, Isaiah Stevens, thank you guys both so much for joining us. And I know this won't be the last conversation we have, so I'm looking forward to a great season, a fun season, and we just wish you the best of luck.
Appreciate you, my man.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you soon. Okay, I'll let you get back out there and mingle.
Appreciate
all right,
it.
That was Isaiah Stevens and assistant coach CJ Rivers. We're going to have Tim Shelton coming up next. He's ready to rock and roll. So looking forward to that conversation as we continue live and on location at this great event, the second annual Green and Gold Guard Invitational presented by Schwartz Holdings, one of the great sponsors out here. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.